Kicking off our listeners' top 10, it's the Iowa walleye limit changes going into effect January 1st. Considering the proximity of Black Hawk Lake up in Sac County, it's no surprise anglers took the top spot in our listeners' list. Currently, the protected walleye slot limit at Big Spirit, East and West Okoboji, Upper Gar, Minnewashta, Lower Gar, and Storm Lakes is at 17 to 22 inches. All walleye 17 to 22 inches must be immediately released. At Clear Lake, there's a minimum length limit. Anything below 14 inches must be returned. And right now, there's a 3 walleye per day limit, and only one can be over 22 inches. On January 1st, that changes to a slot limit of 19 to 25 inches at Big Spirit, East and West Okoboji, Upper Gar, Minnewashta, Lower Gar, and Storm Lakes. Clear Lake will have a 17 to 22 inch protected slot limit. Daily bag limits remain the same at 3 walleye, and only one can be over the slot limit each day. The full text of the new regulations is available on the Iowa DNR's website. At number 9, Senator Grassley says Governor Reynolds' refusal to house migrant children stands in contrast to Iowa's reputation on refugees. In April, Reynolds announced Iowa lacks sufficient facilities, staff, and resources to fulfill a request from the Biden administration to provide housing to the influx of children crossing the southern border. Grassley says Iowa's refusal to assist with migrants goes against Iowa's record on the issue over the last 5 decades. He cites Governor Ray's commitment throughout the 1970s to accept the Thai Dom population displaced by the Vietnam War. While he disagreed with Reynolds' decision to refuse refugees at the time, he agreed with her assessment that the Biden administration had created the problem. In their most recent reports, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officials say they encountered 127,000 individuals in November, a 10% increase from October. Over half were processed for deportation. About two-thirds of these encounters were single adults, 25% were family units, and 9% were unaccompanied children. At number 8, the Carroll Police Department released more information on a subject as they searched for an Illinois fugitive after he hit a Carroll police officer. On March 5th, 27-year-old Dennis Guider Jr. of Chicago Heights, Illinois, injured an officer when he sped away from a traffic stop. Guider hit the officer, Patrick McCarty, who ended up on the hood of the vehicle, and then Guider fled down the 600 block of Burgess Avenue. McCarty was thrown from the vehicle when Guider hit a culvert and sustained some serious injuries. However, he's since recovered and is back to regular duty. Guider later stole a vehicle, which was recovered within a few days over in Joliet, Illinois, and as of December 27th, Guider remains at large. At number 7, a former Denison dealership owner was scheduled for trial in April on trespassing charges. That's 60-year-old Robert Gale Adams, and he was charged with trespassing at the beginning of 2021 for allegedly entering a rural Brita home while delivering a package. The original April trial date eventually got delayed several times, and then the charge against Adams was dismissed by the courts in August. And then number 6, multiple fire departments responded to a gas station fire north of Rockwell City. First responders were dispatched at approximately 10:31 a.m. on November 23rd to the Sparky's One Stop at the intersection of U.S. Highway 20 and Iowa Highway 4. The station and the semi-tractor trailer where the fire is believed to have started were destroyed in the blaze. Fires like this one are particularly dangerous due to the large volume of fuel nearby, but built-in safety features in the pumps and underground tanks performed as designed. Fortunately, no injuries were reported, but the facility was a total loss. And that does round out the first half of our listeners' top stories of 2021. Be sure to stay tuned to your Carroll Broadcasting stations as our news department counts down their top 10, as well as the finish to our listeners' top stories. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.